Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On Gwen and Chris now is Ben Lieber, former Charger, now play-by-play man for college and NFL. Ben, how you doing today? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great. How you guys doing out there on the warm West Coast?
He's in like Fargo, North Dakota or something like that. Is that where you are? Oh, you're in Minneapolis.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I say that as if Fargo is a bad place. No, we're not quite as cold as Fargo.
Not quite as cold.
Well, Ben, you got a pretty up-close look last week. You were on Westwood One broadcast, and you did the Sooners-Longhorns game. You got a chance to see Jalen Hurts up close and personal. I mean, this guy is putting up some big-time numbers. Do you think he's the Heisman Trophy front-runner right now?
You know, I think going into the game, from what I saw on tape, I thought he was definitely in contention as far as one or two. Now, after watching him play against, you know, a much better competition in that Texas defense, I walked away sort of like, I don't know. I'm not sold on him being the – you're talking the best, most productive college football player out there, and I know some of that is scheme-based, but – you know, does he flash all the things that I think that would qualify as like the best college football player? I don't think so. So he still has obviously a ways to go as far as the season goes, as does everybody else. But I actually left that game thinking that he's not going to be a Heisman front runner right now.
Interesting. Ben Lieber was a third round draft choice of the Chargers. You all may recall 2002, also played with the Vikings, St. Louis Rams, second team All Big 12, first team All Big 12 linebacker at Kansas State, had an excellent NFL career. I guess I'm going to ask you about the San Diego Chargers, who no longer are the San Diego Chargers, Ben. I'm curious as to what somebody such as yourself, who was drafted into that organization, kind of went through mentally a couple years ago when this franchise moved to Los Angeles, from somebody that's not really out here in Southern California any longer.
Yeah, I was sad, actually. My family and I, we don't probably get out there every year, but it's pretty close to once a year that we get the family out there and get out to Coronado or something and just do some family time. And when we were out there soon after the team left, we were going to visit some friends back up in Scripps Ranch, and we're driving up the 15, and I look over and I see Charger Park, and I see all the letters taken off, and all you can see is just like the dusty remnants of the letters. And you know, I kind of looked through and saw the field behind, and like the little gravel trail that we ran up, the hill that we ran up in the back. And, you know, it was I wasn't expecting the amount of emotion that kind of went over me at that time. And we really just drove past. We didn't stop. I didn't get out. I didn't do anything like that. But so many memories just flashed in my brain about just how formative that was in my young career. Starting out, everything was new. It's all I ever knew, and it really shaped who I was as a player. And all those memories are just like came flooding back. I'm like, I can't believe this team is gone. Like every team and every owner sort of postures themselves against the county and the cities, and obviously they want the city and everybody in the state to pay for as much as they can. Obviously, the ownership is going to pay for a majority of it, but I just thought it was this political posturing. I'm like, I really didn't think that they were going to leave. And, you know, even when I was there, they flirted with trying to show and see what sort of interest was in LA. And we had two training camps up there, you know, right at the stadium where they play now.
Yeah.
And, you know, was it San Domingo Hills or something like that? Is that the campus that it's on?
Yeah.
You know, having training camp up there and having nobody there, like they had, you know, a few metal stands and like, a bunch of college kids with backpacks. We kind of watch every once in a while, like going from class to class. And we're like, what the hell are we doing here? Like, this is not training camp. So, you know, I was part of like the political game and the flirtation. And I thought after that experience, like, no chance they're going to move to LA. There's no way. Like, nobody cares.
Yeah, and I think most people here in San Diego felt the same way until they were out the back door, seemed like at midnight. Ben, let me ask you, let's stay on the Chargers, and you mentioned, you know, having those training camps up there. They're in L.A. now. They're playing in they don't call it the StubHub Center no more, but I'm going to continue
to
call it
that. They play in whatever they call that thing.
And I'm sure you saw a little bit of what happened last on Sunday where it seemed like it was all Steeler fans in the stands for a home game for the Chargers. Now, as a player that's been on the field, is it demoralizing when your home crowd is pretty much all of the opposing teams?
It does. It does wear on you. And there was, we even knew at Qualcomm there were a few games, you know, like let's say the Cowboys, you know, the Cowboys came into town. We just know that they travel well. And so it was sort of like those one-offs. But most of the other games, you know, aside from maybe the Raiders, which was kind of split, I would say most of the other games, like we had pretty much a home crowd. I mean, I think there is, you know, there are some people that are just loud as far as the opposing team fans and stuff like that. But I'd never felt like we were playing an away game in our home stadium. But I always knew that we had trouble selling tickets. You know, I think it was at my third year, we were, what, 12-4. We were playing, I think, the Jets in the first round of the playoffs. And I heard on the radio, like either the day before or the day of, that some company had to come in and buy the remaining like 2,000 tickets just to sell the game out. I'm like, man, we're a good football team and we're in the playoffs and we can't even get enough interest to go to the game and sell this thing out. Like, I knew that there are problems, but I do feel bad for everybody, all the players, the organization. That, you know, it seems like it's not just a one off anymore. It is. A majority of their home games are basically is playing an away game with the other fans. And guess what? The Vikings, who I still work for right now, we're going to be out there in December. And I'm going to guess that our fan base with the Vikings is pretty large. And we have a pretty good reach around the country. And there's going to be a lot of purple in those stands.
Another home game for the Vikings.
Are you doing any broadcasting for the Vikings? Just
curious. I'm the sideline reporter, the radio sideline.
Sideline. So
games.
You work with Paul Allen then? Play-by-play.
I do. Work.
Tell him, Chris.
Hand in hand with Paul Allen.
Tell him Chris says hello. Paul and I worked together in the newspaper business many years ago before he went on to fame as the voice of the Minnesota Vikings. That's crazy. Ben, real quick before we let you go, tell us what you're doing with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital up in that part of the country, because I think it's important that you mention this stuff.
Yeah, no, thank you for bringing that up. So basically the quick story is my brother's first child, Aiden, was diagnosed with brain cancer when he was just a few months old. He eventually got treatment at St. Jude and did pass away. So that was my first, that was my first nephew. It was our family's first grandchild, and he had to, you know, had to go through the brain cancer and all that stuff and didn't make it. So, you know, our family was very tied into St. Jude, as far as just having that experience. And there was an opportunity about 2 years ago for me to take over a pre-existing golf tournament that they had been doing up here in Minneapolis. And when their head chairman stepped down and they asked me to do it, I said, absolutely. You know, however I can give back and put my name to St. Jude and not only help the patients, but I had a firsthand look at how well they take care of the families, because, you know, they don't ask the families to pay for anything. And, you know, that peace of mind for my brother and his wife to go down there and get a grocery card to get groceries for free, you know, have a place to stay in the Target house for free, not have to worry about a medical bill. So it was much bigger than just the patients. And so I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And so, you know, we were able to raise, you know, a little over $200,000 last year in our golf tournament. And, you know, around here we're building this thing bigger and better. And, it was the most money they had raised in the previous, I think 12 years that they had been doing it. So, we got a lot of attention to a good cause, and we're going to continue to keep building.
Well, Ben Lieber was one of the real good guys when he was here in San Diego. I mean, I remember visiting with Ben a few times, and it's good to hear that you're doing this stuff, and I'm sorry to hear about your nephew.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys. Yeah, appreciate it.
Well, Ben, we don't want to take up any more of your time. We certainly appreciate you for coming on, and let's catch up again soon.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.